The Iowa Democratic Party says it will release more than half of the results, a majority, from last night's presidential caucuses at 5 o'clock Eastern Time today. Officials are blaming last night's lack of results on a coding error in their new app. They say that app was collecting results accurately but only partially reporting them. That still leaves a lot of questions about the app and the caucuses. Nevada Democrats have announced they'll not use the app for their caucuses coming up. And some are predicting the death of the Iowa caucuses altogether, or at least the accepted notion that Iowa voters have to go first. A short time ago, we spoke with Kay Henderson, news director of Radio Iowa. We've been speaking with her for years and asked her what else officials were talking about.
Well, the interesting development this morning is that Iowa's top Republicans, the governor, and two U.S. senators have issued a statement in unison, sort of supporting the Democratic Party and taking a pause and making sure that these results are accurate. Senator Chuck Grassley spoke by phone with Iowa reporters today and said unequivocally that 2024 Iowa Republicans will hold caucuses first in the country. They're sort of laying the groundwork for their argument, which could lead to something we've never seen in this country. Republicans nationally have some sort of nominating schedule, and Democrats might have a different one. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Well, yeah, and we remember that Republicans had problems in the Iowa caucuses. I think it was 2012. So, you know, there have been issues before, but talk about this one, starting a brand new system with
right.
a brand new way of voting, by the way. There was a different form of caucus. But why didn't they have some redundancy? Why didn't they keep the second system parallel, at least for the first time out?
You know, that's a question that I'm sure Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price at some point will face if he has a news conference.
And by the way, when we say use the old system, that's just, you know, people picking up phones and calling the paper count in and the hand count. I mean, it's very grassroots, which is what people love about it.
You know, and a word, there are a lot of disappointed local people who volunteered, spent hours preparing for this thing, and to have it blow up like this and give them a black eye is really disappointing to them because they spent a lot of time preparing for this.
Well, and, you know, when they did try to call in because the app didn't work, they couldn't get through to anybody. So all systems seem to fail. And everybody's indicating that it's not some outside force, which we have been worried about going into the elections. Nobody said they were hacked or anything. But it was an app that was developed by the Democratic Party. Lawrence Norden, an elections expert at NYU School of Law, said it's like a major retailer using new cash registers for the first time on Black Friday. What kind of a black eye is this for the Democratic Party?
Well, I guess we will determine that as the days and weeks unfold. But there had already been discussion among folks in the party nationally that Iowa shouldn't go first because of its demographics.
Right.
You had Julian Castro making that argument in the last month of his campaign for the presidency. And you have people on the Democratic National Committee who may think that's a message that may have to be addressed within the party.
Well, and one can only imagine that different candidates have different reasons to want these results out. And, you know, that there may be lawsuits to try to keep them from coming out, because the whole point of the Iowa caucuses is that they act as this catapult to New Hampshire. And now that momentum has kind of been shifted, there are different candidates, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, claiming victories. Joe Biden didn't have a good night last night. So what is your sense of what Iowa means right now in this election?
Well, it will be fascinating when these results come out and these candidates are confronted with it in New Hampshire as they're trying to convince voters in that primary state that they have made some sort of mark in Iowa. So this is just a developing story, and it seems to, you know, change every hour as we advance.
But do the candidates who are claiming that they did well, Pete Buttigieg comes to mind, they say it's because they have people on the ground counting. And we all watched on television, those of us who couldn't be there, could see people counting as they went to their corners to caucus.
Right.
Stand.
So, at every one of these precincts, there was a person on behalf of the campaign who was a captain telling us what their people were reporting from each of these precincts.
Well, and then if for some reason when the numbers come out, they're wrong, I mean, it could just be a mess, I guess.
Exactly.
That's Kay Henderson. news director at Radio Iowa, longtime voice of the Iowa caucuses. Kay, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.